He's Danon Hughes, and I'm Pete Sweeney, joining you after the Chiefs' 27-20 victory over the Houston Texans. Danon, we're going to get right to the tape, and right away, Marcus Peters was under the microscope.
Announce your presence with authority. You have the young rookie coming into his first play in his first NFL game, comes up with his first interception to get things going for the Chiefs' defense and put the Chiefs' offense in prime position to score some points.
You can't start a career better than that, and then you can't finish a short field better than that. It's Travis Kelce with his first touchdown of the year.
This is a great job. A mismatch on the outside. Travis Kelce against a defensive back. He will win more times than not. Goes up high for the catch and the touchdown.
Texans punt and the Chiefs keep on rolling. Look at who it is. It's Travis Kelce. He's got the whole field in front of him. Danon, I was told that's a Falcon punch.
Falcon punch, deservedly so. Note to opposing defenses, know where number 87 is and find him, cover him on the field. Otherwise, he'll make you pay like he did for the Texans and the second score of the day for Travis Kelce.
Texans were quiet early, but then they get a little louder. Jonathan Grimes for 21 yards, pushed out of bounds. And then Brian Hoyer starts getting in rhythm here. Here's Nate Washington up the middle. That's for 15 yards. And then they would finish this drive with a touchdown right here. That's DeAndre Hopkins over Marcus Peters.
One of the up-and-coming receivers, playmakers in the lead. DeAndre Hopkins goes up high for this ball, out jumps Marcus Peters. Well covered by Peters there, but just a phenomenal catch, athletic catch by Hopkins.
Justin Houston, you remember this guy. He had a pretty good year in 2014. Well, starts 2015 off right with a strip sack.
Nice job here. We've seen this so many times throughout the career of Justin Houston. Anytime an opposing quarterback takes that 5 or 7 step drop, they better be careful. Number 50's around.
Alex Smith loving him some short field. It's another touchdown off the short field advantage. That's the Jamaal Charles showing he can do it all.
Moving Jamaal around the backfield, out at wide receiver, such a dual threat in the NFL, has done that so many times as well. Nice job by Alex Smith.
It's 27-9 at half, and then here come the Texans. They're not going away. Offense comes out looking pretty good.
They do a nice job. Remember, 27 points scored by the Chiefs in the first half. Did not score another point. The defense had everything going against them. Obviously, the Houston Texans, they get paid too. They put up some points. This was the biggest play of the day to me. The defense with the stop in the red zone backs up against the goal line. And you see Hussein Abdullah, Jay Howard, Alan Bailey coming through, stuffing the pocket and making the big stop.
Now you see 27-20 there. Ryan Mallett would come on for the Texans late in the game. They added a touchdown. They got a 2-point conversion and a field goal, but it was too little too late. The Chiefs win 27-20. And obviously, you could bet in the locker room they were pretty happy about that final score.
65 toss power trap.